those who left behind and the ones who've gone before. Here it comes now, sure as silence follows rain. The taste of you upon my lips, with fingers in my brain. Ever gentle, as it kills me where I lay. Who am I to resist? Who are you to face? Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Every Nation Commentary. It's our commentary for September 2016. I'm your host, Zach. This time we have Chris.
Hello.
And that's it this time.
All you need.
Yes. We're the only true Val Kilmer aficionados for Every Nation Action. Because we're watching the 1997 classic, quote-unquote, The Saint, which is, I think it's the last kind of big Val Kilmer movie before he, like, fell off a cliff. And then, and then reappeared, like, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
This is after we outs him as Batman.
This is post-Batman. It's post-Tombstone. It's post-Heat. It's post, like, all the mid-90s, all the huge big 90s Val Kilmer movies. Like, this is, like, kind of the last one. And he was just in a bunch of just random crap. Yeah, in some ways the ultimate Val Kilmer movie, because this is just like Val Kilmer unleashed to just do like wacky accents.
Unheard of accents that he'd probably practiced like 5 minutes before he got into set.
Mm-hmm. Or he's been like simmering from other movies, like, oh man, I've time to break out that Russian accent I've been working on for 10 years.
Oh boy. Remember I did an accent in Island of Dr. Moreau? Mm-hmm. No? Okay.
Remember my Brando impression in Island of Dr. Moreau?
What if the whole movie is me doing impressions? Whoa.
Remember when I said, I'm your Huckleberry? Stop that. But yeah, so yeah, 97. Directed by the guy who directed Clear and Present Danger and Patriot Games. So definitely, it's definitely in that like 90s thriller mold. Like, especially if you watch the trailer is like such a like 90s thriller trailer. And based on a Roger Moore 60s show. Where Val Kilmer is a thief who just adopts different alter egos and steals things, and he's the world's greatest thief, apparently. And yeah, so we're watching it on Netflix. We're paused at zero, so we're going to do a countdown, and we're going to get started on this thing. So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
I got that they didn't spend any expense to, like, convert this logo to the new one.
Like, where the star, like, flies across the ocean, like, the river or whatever.
Yeah, they're just like, we're never updating this.
Paramount can't afford anything these days. I guess they can, but... when they're losing, like, $150 million before a movie even comes out.
I don't know, this is, like, the Saint theme...
from like the TV show, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
no one,
I don't know.
Either. No one knows anything about the TV show.
They stopped showing it at this point.
I also like how they said yesterday and not like the past or like 20 years ago. They just said like yesterday.
This was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Is how Sunday school works? I don't really go, but I imagine it's not like this. Literacy, how dare you? Whoa, this guy should not be a priest. Cool. Thanks.
Oh, man, it's a start.
Yeah, this could have gone very different, and depending on, like, the different political church topics. Also, this is a weird orphanage where, like, it's a multicultural orphanage.
Yeah,
In, like, England?
it is just okay to just beat kids. Is like a weird like roots, like this is like it's like his like Kunta Kinte moment. Like,
What is,
what is your name?
yeah, they probably didn't want to point that out because it takes away the roots kind of importance. This is just like, oh, this bratty kid. I'm surprised the kids didn't like rise up and beat the crap out of this kid. Yeah, he like fed us, and now
He's a
we're like,
superhero now.
yeah.
Just like run off and become like the Lost Boys.
I get it. Ha ha ha. I like on the TV show, this does not happen. Like, they don't care about explaining this
Like
part.
his backstory.
Yep.
It's just Roger Moore is not Bond.
And he just, like, lies. He doesn't have to do all this.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever watch The Pretender?
Kind of.
It was, like, the same. It's, like,
Yeah.
on the same premise of some guy just lying about who he is and just being really good about lying. You could have just like wrote a letter, kid.
Also, you're like 10.
Super dangerous to do, kid.
Hilarious if he stabbed through like his hand.
Also, this nun heard the knife and then, oh, different voice.
I don't think is that because yeah, I just never figure factors in again. He's just like the love of his life, and then he just like forgets about her. Also, is this a school or like a prison?
I don't know, but like technically the priest is at fault for this one.
Yeah.
He just let a bunch of German shepherds loose. And also he should hate dogs.
That should have been like his like throughout the whole movie there's just like dogs and he's just like, oh God.
Yeah, that should have been his moment.
like that's his Indiana Jones thing. It's just like
Yep. Dogs, why do it have to be dogs?
he's listening to himself.
Yeah, he like fell asleep to himself listening to
Yeah.
that.
Hey Simon, what's up? It's me, Simon. This is a look inside Val Kilmer's acting style.
Yeah.
This is what he does before every movie.
This hairstyle just changed instantly. Yep. You see that?
Your name is Tom Kazansky. You are a Top Gun pilot. Your name is Doc Holliday. Moscow, tomorrow.
Holy crap. That was only one day difference. Yep. Little kid and grown man. This is the, like, oil and gas, like, building in Russia. Like, yeah. Our local gas building does not look like this awesome. Like, you just can't go to Con Edison.
It's that guy who has a scar on his face. That's, like, the guy who has scars on his face in every movie.
Well, like, those are real scars.
Yeah, I know. I'm Russian.
Duh.
Anyone want some vodka?
But instead of looking blending in, he just looks like Val Kilmer, you know, like.
What's that? Yeah, that's like every. All this guy's just like, I put on a fake mustache.
He practices the mirror for his accent. He's not talking to anyone.
It's like, oh my god, he put a fake mustache on. He's a master of disguise.
Is that Batman? What's Batman doing here? He's like a super evil Lenin. Yeah.
This is that weird, like, 90s was all about, like ultra-nationalists. Like, Russian ultra-nationalists, like Air Force One. It's like people, like, want, like, bring back, like, the Soviet Union.
Yep. It just was a desire for them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It was only, like, 18 years later at this point.
Probably, like, 8. If I was
only 8? Yet,
like, I think it was, like, 90, 91 when the Berlin Wall fell.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's pretty recent, but.
If you need a Russian guy or some sort of Eastern European, this is your actor.
Why do they have the storyboard for the movie? I was, like, sitting down.
See, the movie could have started like this and didn't need the kid part.
And also, why did he practice a Russian accent if he's just going to, like, break in with, like, a mask and, like.
I guess, like, like a cat suit.
Yeah.
No one in this super corporate government building is, like, not noticing this. Like, that's more of a nighttime outfit anyway. Okay, so his like weird multi-tool, is that like his original multi-tool too?
I think so.
That you just like upgrade it? All that coke he had just fell out.
Kilmer vision.
Yeah.
What would Catherine Zeta-Jones do?
I'm surprised he's not just, like, dancing around it. So
that
it's,
was,
like,
that was
temperature
easy.
control?
Yeah. That's not how lasers work.
You know, for a guy who's about to do coke, he's, like, very suspicious.
Don't mind me, just doing coke.
Sony, proud products of thievery. So actually, I did a quick brief history on the Saint, and apparently it's been around since like the 1930s.
Was it like a like radio show or something?
Yep, it was actually a book, and then it became a radio show. That it became.
So this is part of like the like Shadow Phantom. Like,
yep, it is. Yeah, yeah. Wow, the radio show started.
And they all failed horribly.
No, only the 90s versions.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, as I was saying, like the like 90s reboots of all those all failed horribly.
Yep. It was actually a comic series. It was a, it was a couple of things. Yeah, the Roger Moore one's the most famous for, like, a certain era.
Yeah.
It was really famous. And the Roger Moore series lasted 7 years.
Wait, why was he practicing a Russian accent and now he's Australian? He's doing a Russell Crowe impression.
Yeah.
Actually, I think in the 90s, I think maybe like more like Mel Gibson. like Mad Max era Mel Gibson is like that accent. Like, I'll drive that tanker.
So the Saint can't really fight, because it seemed like...
Yeah, he has no fighting skills. He has no, like, he can't... He doesn't use guns. Like, he's just... His whole thing is, like, he's a master of disguise, but not really.
Yeah. He's got, like, one half of a good agent.
Yeah.
Like a... I don't know. Deadly guy. Oh man, that important mustache rip.
That mustache returned to a parachute. Was it just a giant bag full of water? Like, what the hell was...
Russian hobo? Val Kilmer hobo?
Thank God there was a truck full of, like, coats and vodka. It's on every street corner of Russia.
Yeah, did he plan that, or was that something
it's just,
that...
It's just every street corner in Russia just has, like, truck full of coats and vodka.
I mean, he had a plan it, it just doesn't look like he planned it.
That's the thing. God, he's such a master disguise.
Oh, it's that Tetris building.
I think the microchip he's trying to steal had Tetris on it. That was what he was trying to steal for Nintendo.
Yeah, he's trying to steal it back from the Russians.
Yep. So is this four different aliases so far?
Are you a vampire? He's like the pre-Matrix look already.
Yeah. Wait, so you're not the stewardess?
Yeah, I thought she was the stewardess.
Am psychic.
Spain?
I'm from Spain, but I'm talking.
Almost like a bad Russian accent.
Yeah. He prepares so much and then like, he just screws up every single thing. Doesn't have a mustache, can't be him.
Now, this woman just accepted this jewelry from this guy who's like, this is my grandma's.
This weird Spanish Australian guy.
So, did they have sex, or is he just robbing her? Okay, no. They hooked up. Hey, thanks for the affair.
Take this rose for me destroying your marriage.
Yeah, that's basically what he did.
Was it computer gab?
It's a British thing, maybe. I don't know.
Is computer slang for something?
I don't know.
And not computer?
Easily, like 30 years later, he's still having weird nightmares about the orphanage. And now he's back to like Top Gun Val Kilmer.
What's he trying to do now in New York?
Maybe. So he's almost $50 million. He's not really doing it for the money. He's just doing it for like for shits and giggles.
Yeah. And what kind of like Apple computer is he using? Like an weird like MacBook.
So people send him requests through like a flower shop, and that's how he's able to decode messages for the jobs.
Well, like what's like weird like internet message like built bulletin boards.
Yeah, 97 emailing was super difficult.
It's called Hasselhoff.
That's early Daft Punk playing in the background, by the way. That's it's like the one thing I knew about the Saint from the soundtrack. It's like they paid them like $10. It's like super early Daft Punk, so just like
yeah,
okay, like here's $10. Can we just license like a quarter of your song? I like how he's basically Annie Warhol right here. He's like a young Annie Warhol.
Yep. I was surprised like one of his like disguises isn't just like straight up like Jim Morrison.
Yeah, that I think the like Spanish Russian guy he had before was a Jim Morrison guy.
Yeah, like every disguise is just like another like just a random Val Kilmer character. Like one of them is just Bruce Wayne. We could smoke some cigarettes and drink some coffee and then drink some more cigarettes. It's so boring.
This is weird. It's just like this this character he's playing
yeah.
is not the right negotiator you need at a meeting like this.
Like in an effeminate German.
Yep, putting on like lipstick and being really douchey to everyone. Yeah.
You're so boring.
I mean to say, like. Dances away.
Just do you see what they're wearing? It's so passé.
So gosh. So, was that like a trick?
He's so eccentric.
Son's already pissed. Like, why don't you love me, Dad? I know, believe it or not, this movie is actually a financial success.
I think barely, probably, right?
Yeah, like, no. Like, comical success from how much it made, like, over time. I mean, I could see why. You could see, like, the Andy Warhol negotiation deal. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh boy. It's like nerdy Val Kilmer.
Like nerdy, creepy old Val
Kilmer. Pedophile Val Kilmer. Like, this is the kind of guy that hangs around schools. But you know what? This is like, what if this is like her thing? What if it's like she actually figured out like she's into guys like this? Now, can you imagine if Val Kilmer's career didn't take off, like, well, this would have been him. Like, today.
Yeah.
I've got a question about Karate Kid.
What's Nicolas Cage like?
Was she in Back to the Future?
I think she took over for the first person. Like, she was right, 2-3.
So, just like, I got questions about, like, time travel. It's like, this is what happened to the girlfriend in Back to the Future after she, like, broke up with Morty. And yeah. She, like, pretended that she can, like, make cold fusion. Because she seems really nervous, you know.
That's like her character thing. It's like she's like neurotic terrible or something. Speech. Yeah, like
okay,
like socially awkward, but she's like a genius.
So she probably should hire like a spokesperson to do, you know, her presentations. Because then it's like every time she's talking, I won't believe her. You know what I mean? Like,
why is she at like a community college? Well, I guess it's Oxford, but like. Why is she at like a college, not like at like a giant like TED Talk? Like, I guess TED Talks didn't even exist.
It didn't exist yet, but... yeah. But let alone, why wouldn't you have this? Why would you have the speech at the lab when you bought the like the presentation room?
It's just like, class, we have a special presentation today. It's the lady who invented cold fusion.
We're gonna present her in the cafeteria. I love how all she's speaking about now, we still have not figured out how to do. She's like, yeah, we could make endless, like, energy, you could renewable resources, blah, blah. And we're just like, we have not come to that conclusion. It's because the Saint movie was too good that we couldn't get there.
Now we're just got, like, creepy, like, Velcomers, like, walking through her house, like...
like judging her.
Yeah.
And sexy lingerie.
This is like bra size. I'm smelling a bra. It smells nice. I'm rummaging through her underwear drawer right now.
Gonna take a few of these things with me. She's with Jim Morrison?
She was raised by Jim Morrison.
Yeah. So his weird multi-tool is also a camera?
Yeah.
Alright.
It's everything. It's the only thing he needs. Yeah, this is like a very bizarre, creepy, like like thief tactic.
Yep. He instantly is like stalking her.
Yeah.
In a not a professional like thief way, like in a I'm gonna steal her hair kind of way. Two Megs! You should probably put a lock on that. You should really not just have that, like, Cold Fusion notes, whatever.
The secret to Cold Fusion.
What program did she make to, like, use that? It's, like,
it's just like, wow, this Valcomer is just like, wow, this is an easy job. There it is.
$3 million for these notes that are just confusing?
At least label it this like Oregon Trail or something.
Yeah. Wait, why does her notes also have like artwork like this?
Yeah.
Like a Bible chapter? Simple. Oh, is he having a stroke?
That's right. I become Rasputin.
Who?
Thomas Smart, I guess he said.
Well, see, I think maybe like if I were more familiar with like the works, and it's like a character he always uses for these kind of personalities, you know?
Well, it's always like it's always someone based on a saint, but. Or, like, they're named after a saint. That's, like, his whole thing, but...
Right, right. But, like, if you're a fan, like, a really hardcore Saints fan...
Which there are like, none.
Yeah, and they're like, Thomas Morris, like, I know who that one is. I know what he's going to do. Oh, the Jim Morrison one again. What a douchey way to draw. Just, like, full laid out. And leather pants.
Yep. It's like the right theme for like the colors, like all three of them are all just like giant douchebags.
Yep. Surprised he's not eating grapes when he's doing this too.
Just drinking like a very tiny like espresso.
Do I freak you up, baby? See, like, his accent is weird. Sounds like Ringo.
Do you want to go to Africa right now?
Want to pop some pills? It's like the guard's like, hey, no fucking in the museum.
She's doing my poetry.
This is like a scam artist, you know? This is instantly like red flags and warnings. This is like probably super far away from the museum, you know? Is that how you like followed her?
Yeah, I didn't. It's so weird that we ran into each other here at this bar that I didn't follow you to at all. I haven't been stalking you for 5 hours, no.
And they're all like not from England either. Because she's an American, he's questionable at this like persona, right?
He's like German.
Let me touch your face. I just met you like an hour ago.
You like magic? I'm like David Copperfields.
This isn't creepy at all. Like, can you stop staring at her breast, please? There are other guests here.
Do you know who I am? I'm Val fucking Kilmer.
I'm just putting money in my pants like this too, where it's just like I make everyone super awkward.
Yeah,
instead of a wallet, just underwear holder. Yeah, why is that guy in the back not like screaming and washing his hands? He's just like cleaning up, but he's not pissed.
He's just like, money's money, whatever.
Yeah. But this place is doing well. Like, they don't have to take it from this, like, asshole. Because I would have kicked this guy out. You know, just like, who the fuck do you think you are? Get out of my restaurant.
You should have been, like, reaching to get it.
Yeah, that would have been more appropriate.
You want the money? Go ahead and get it.
Yes, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, that's right. Reach in there. Oh, that's not the money.
It's something better. Oh, this one character is like intriguing because it's just like the longest we're with him. It's also the dumbest one we've seen.
Dumbest, creepiest. Like,
this is creepier than the actual pedophile guy that he had before.
Yeah,
I want to see that guy again.
This is like inspiration for like the pickup artists. Like, especially not like negging her.
Yeah, he's actually pretty polite with her. You know? He's just like, yeah, it's beautiful. He spent like a few hours and didn't know her name? Oh, God. Like, you cannot suspect this version of the character is not on drugs.
Yeah, like, this character definitely does, like, heroin or something.
Yeah. Chasing the dragon kind of character.
He just ends up in, like, an opium den.
Actually, this reminds me of, like, young Iggy Pop. You know? But he's not aggressive.
That one I read.
The one thing that was, like, illegible. It's like this weird, like, he reads her and she reads him.
Mm-hmm.
He fucked up and actually wrote, like, real things. That's why he's not, like, he's not longer Jim Morrison like anymore. He's kind of like, shit, she's on
no,
me.
No. No. That's how the poem is running off.
Like, that's what it says all over his face. I'm the saint here. You're not the saint.
The poem was on a puppy I saw.
I gotta go. Too deep. Too deep for me.
Damn it, Val, what are you doing with your life?
Sure, why not? Well, time to cut myself.
Well, Sharon was not going to do it itself. I don't know.
Super drunk.
I know you lived on the street. I've been in your apartment before.
I mean, what? Wait, what? So this socially awkward girl is, like, suddenly bring this drunk guy back to her apartment to, like, clean him up and try not to get seduced by him. For smart girl, she's really dumb. What?
Well, who could resist weird 90s Val Kilmer?
So, hey, about those Cold Fusion notes you keep, can I take a look at them?
I need to tell you a secret. I'm Batman.
You can't really wash, like, leather pants in a, like, regular machine. I think you have to take him to, like, a dry cleaner's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me get those notes. What? Stop drinking on the job, Val Kilmer. I'm confused. Like, does she not know she's cute?
Yeah, she doesn't realize she's Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah, does she not realize she's, like, one of the hottest scientists? Like,
yeah. But she's so awkward, Chris.
But, like, she's, like, no one approaches her. Like, she's in England. Like, I imagine, like, a shitload of drunk English people would have been like, hey, little
yeah,
swag.
Yeah.
Like, I'm expecting that.
Just like, hello, Liv.
Yeah. Bring back Daft Punk. Don't bring back this. What, she has a heart problem?
Oh, yeah, I think that's something too. Do I take the notes now, or do I get laid first and then take the notes?
Why can't you just take photos of the notes with your little pocket watch thing?
Yeah. I couldn't get my leather pants off. I'm sorry. They were too tight. Was there like a big like did Apple sponsor this movie or something? Because like everyone uses like weird old Apple laptops.
I think this is like the rise of Apple again.
Like this is like right before like Seagal was using a fucking like Newton.
No, this is after the Newton. I'm think this is before they went like the colorful Apple products, right?
I think Under Siege 2 was like the same year as this movie, maybe.
Really?
Yeah. Oh no, it was like a couple years before. But yeah, there was like weird mid-90s where like Independence Day was all like Jeff Goldblum had like a Mac, and then like this movie's Macs, and then like yeah, Under Siege 2 was like the fucking Newton.
Sorry. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Sorry. What, does he have like the first digital camera ever?
That's like one of the early ones. He could have just sent her like gibberish to them.
Yeah.
It's like they're not exactly scientists on the other end yet. We have the equations. Okay, this guy is the crazy, like, lavish diplomat guy that his country's freezing to death, and he's getting like gold installed in his
Yeah, a
house.
giant chandelier.
But in his house, he also has like a lab for cold fusion.
Yep. Soundtrack is going like schizophrenic right now. Like it's like
Yeah.
three different songs.
This a weird, like, insult game that they're doing an email exchange.
The world's first flame war. I wonder if it was like a like one of these songs had like a music video that was like Saint themed.
What?
What the hell did you just throw at her, a rose?
A rose, yeah.
Clean yourself up, you're dead. You think Phil Kilmer would know that? Like,
well, the IP address tracking was pretty much like one thing. You don't need to do multiple, like, email exchange to get the IP address. I've got a stick. I give the UK police a little bit, you know, like, they have a stick instead of a gun.
Yeah.
But they should really listen to their responses to figure out if it's stick or gun time. So that much was, music in this movie.
That was, like, the brief, like, that was, like, that was our big car chase entire movie.
That was like a Smashing Pumpkins song.
I think so, yeah.
Holy crap, there's a David Bowie song in this movie somewhere. Taking a look at the soundtrack list. I slept with like 10 guys? What?
I think his real name is Val Kilmer. What?
They didn't put that together?
No.
Like, isn't England, like, a big Catholic place? Like, wouldn't someone figure that out?
Yeah. Oh, right, of course we knew that. Of course we knew that. Right, right. Saints. Get someone out there right now!
Don't let this American woman fucking tell us how our saints work.
Meanwhile, at the rat races.
Aren't they in England? This is, like, an English thing?
I think they might be back in Russia. This feels like a very Russian thing. We can't afford horses, so we'll race rats.
This is amazing. It's like a Coke party, a rat race, a live band. I want to go here. This is awesome. Yeah. You just win money, like giant stacks of money for rat racing. Also, you win American money.
Here's your dinner, sir.
But why is it American money? Isn't it like Russian money?
It's like the underground black market. Like, everything is American.
For an underworld club, this is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's, like, brightly lit. There's, like, really good service.
It's a rat racing casino bar. This has turned to, like, Mission Impossible.
Yeah. What? Who'd you fuck? These guards are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, isn't that the president?
I think he wants to be president, I think. I don't know. They haven't really gone into the Russia politics of this movie yet. I had to make $50 million.
You know, I had to. You were worth $4 million for those notes.
But then I wouldn't have $50 million, so.
Yeah. So anyone could have just walked up and been like, can I have cold fusion?
I got two more of my pants, so just get right in there.
Isn't there like a guard in there that should be like, hey, no pill popping?
Yeah.
It's actually called Hot Fusion. More you?
Round two.
I mean, yeah, so.
Yeah, once you figure out his, like, masterful scheme of, like, using saints' names that the British law enforcement could figure out. You got 1 hour to finish Cold Fusion.
She's really enjoying, like, you know, she's having fun now.
Yeah.
Okay, I regret everything.
I just realized how creepy you are.
Yeah, she like it sets on to her what the life's like.
Yeah.
It took her this long. My heart pills. My man. She's losing everything. I'm surprised for, like, being in Russia, there's no crazy, like, dash cam footage of, like, cars hitting each other on the road.
I like how they're just, like, constantly playing, like, techno music.
That's how you know they're coming. It's their theme song.
Crank that Rammstein!
I gotta use Cold Fusion to heat you up. The friendly Russian prostitute walks in. Sure. How lucky of them, they stumbled into, like, the pretty woman of Russia.
Like, the one nice whore in Russia?
Yeah. Because she typically would have sold out for, like, money, you know?
Yeah, well, I guess she did, but...
Well, like, more money for the Russians.
Yeah.
Come on, jar fruit. How do they know which apartment?
Yeah, he just, like, sensed it. He's just like, that one.
The one with all the whores.
It'd be great if he's just, like flashing through, like, every single accent he's ever done.
We gotta get Elizabeth shooed. Why are they saying that in English?
Yeah, when does everyone talk English? All the Russians will be talking English. What? We don't speak English.
Holy shit. I gotta deal with like this dead tenant now. Okay, so this is the low point of the movie where you just watch Val Kilmer and Elizabeth Shue spoon.
It's like, stop fucking in there! There's Russians!
I like how everyone in the 10 building knows about the, like, hidey hole.
Yeah. Also, Val Kilmer's, like, cured him as, like, hypothermia.
They cured because they had a conversation.
Yep.
Why were the police called, like, a SWAT team?
Because that guy, like, owns the police.
Oh.
Because Russia, like, he just pays everyone.
Oh, dead girl vision.
Not again! Man, if they bring dogs, like, he's just gonna lose it.
Yeah. Like, he has a fear now, when the last time he did it, like, he jumped from a building, no problem.
Yeah.
Is that a wooden gun?
No, I think it's just a piece of wood.
Why did they just meet, like, the French Resistance?
Yeah.
So they just stumbled upon this, like, shop.
Weird, like, this weird underground art dealer, like...
I like how we're just introduced to this character super fast, and then...
with no explanation, just, like,
yeah.
Weird underground Russian art.
Was this planned? Like, I can't tell if this was planned or not.
No, I think they just stumbled upon these people. They're just, like, in the sewers killing art. Is there like, anything that's not on that, like, pocket knife that he has?
Yeah.
Is it, like, a blowtorch?
Goodbye, extra characters. We'll never see you again.
We don't know who you are, but we never will.
Poop. I don't know. This is the toilet line?
It's like a sewer inside of a sewer.
There is still 40 minutes of this movie. Where the hell? What is happening?
Somebody flushed! It was taco night at the U.S. Embassy.
Ah, just in time for that, you know, protest they have.
Yeah.
So, I like how she basically, like, broke a pipeline, like a gas line.
Mm-hmm.
How they not blacked out into it, because that's, like, a giant pipeline that's in the sewer system that they broke. Like, they should be blacked out at this point.
And how did the Vanity Cane guy, like, get out of the sewer into a car?
Ugh, that's like sewer kissing.
Yeah.
Yeah, get some of that.
You guys smell something? That's the distraction.
He jump kicks him.
Yep. Morning.
Safe zone. Jesus. That's like a assault. You could shoot him.
It's an act of war.
Ah, that's a tourist thing. That was cool, right? Alright.
You saw that, right? I think the Saint needs to work on his like one liners. Like that should have been like a like something around like blow or like
he's not really known for one liners. More Russian techno. Well, I mean, this is like a real thing, too. It's like they still haven't figured out how they call fusion.
Well, this is true. You just need 2 more hours to solve it, so.
Huh. And for the next 30 minutes, we're going to watch him solve cold fusion with math. So this guy was just the energy department head. That's how he's so fucking evil.
Yeah. Like Secretary of Energy / like mafia head.
They should really do background checks. But they're trying to ruin his political career by just making him, like, fuck up on cold fusion. Oh, vodka changes their mind.
Yep.
It's Russians.
Why didn't you say vodka before? Just a clean lady in the back. Oh, my Z-boys!
The cleaning ladies hurt too much.
Oh, no, it's Val Kilmer.
I know, but it's just, come on. There's...
Val Kilmer is Mrs. Doubtfire disguise.
The ugliest cleaning lady in Russia.
Hello, boys! Don't worry!
I want him!
What's this cold fusion thing you're talking about? My name's Doc Holliday.
The Russians are?
Oh, everybody in Russia.
Solve this math.
Solve cold fusion in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. No.
God, he's a master of escape.
Yeah.
It's like, look over there!
A saint.
You just got saint sainted. Powers. You just got
yeah,
sainted.
You got sainted.
You've got mail.
I think these Russians are talking in English in private.
Yeah, it's like...
No, more Russian accents.
All right, Fail. Get in the zone here.
Warm yourself up.
It's Oscar time.
Oh, wait. Art these back. And more Russian sewer travel.
I feel like he's really half-assing it with this, like, Russian disguise. Like,
no mustache.
No mustache, no goatee, no, like, hair change. It's just like, I'm wearing a Russian uniform.
I am Russian now.
Oh, hello, fellow Russian. Oh, don't mind me. No. God, he's the worst. God, everyone is so trusting in Russia. Like...
Yep. Yeah, they're just like, eh. I'll trust you, American stranger.
Yeah, go on, crazy American stranger who burst in with a machine gun.
Where did the Russians get, like, big screen TVs? Like,
hey, that's us!
Where are all those? finally there's like mentioning of like rubles. Yeah. Everything has been like American dollars. So it powered a light bulb, and now it's like summoning like
God.
it became Tesseract.
Yeah,
and it's like opening the portal from Avengers. Yep.
Dude, God, it's great! It's our energy. It's a black.
Okay, but like not a lot of people understand what's going on. You know, this light source.
Yeah.
Even for me, I'm like, I don't quite sure what's proving. This could be fake, you know? This could just be a light.
Spotlight, yeah.
And they're just like, yes, it's cold fusion. And this isn't really proof. This just seems like a magic effect, you know? Now that people are pissed because cold fusion exists? You told us this didn't exist, and now it exists. Ah, we're upset.
Give us that energy!
you're so fired.
We're assuming this is happening right now, so we don't know where they're going. Like,
sort of.
Are those two like the only people like working like the state case like, in the
yep, that's
in
all
the world?
That's all they can afford. So this is like her real home?
Hey, I just broke in. I hope that's okay. That's what I do.
what? Oh, it took her this long to realize that the creepy guy was him?
Yeah. He's that good.
For approximately 96 minutes. That's how long this movie is. The way she said it, it's like not believable.
I nerve you.
He's like, yeah, good enough.
He just got sainted.
That sounds really threatening. He just, like, kills her.
Of course, it's a reference to the show that no one remembers.
Some people do, but those were not young people. Go blow a fortune on free energy.
He still has $1 million, doesn't he?
No, but she could have been like a trillionaire, yeah. You know? I could always find you. That's not threatening or anything.
I always know where you live.
Oh, that's the guy we're looking for. This black and white photo.
Yep.
Ah, the pervert. The pervert disguise. I wonder what saint this is named after. Wait, what? What kind of opening statement is that?
We're all.
British police are really easy to, like, trick. It's just Guy Pearce. Leave him alone.
I feel like these British cops were like some reference to like the show. Like, there's, like there must have been like some like cops on the show. They were like always like Disney or something.
Probably.
Because they were like wait, they were way too much for them to just be like random. Like.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, Saint Mode in the car. I do like that Roger Moore is, like, this voice.
Mm-hmm.
Super mid-90s very music.
Bizarre, weird 90s, And the voice of Roger Moore.
Dialect coach.
Fired and just Val Kilmer just went, just unleashed.
Oh, man.
What even is this?
No, at least it's not like a rap song with the, like, the use of Saint, you know? Because, like,
yeah, of course,
bad white rap was a thing at this time.
Of course there was the Moby song on the soundtrack, too. Oh, is this, wait, is this Duran Duran?
Is it?
There's a song called Out of My Mind by Duran Duran.
Could be. I mean, not surprised, but let's see.
That's like really late game Duran Duran. Like, it's like 97.
It's the dark period of their music.
Yeah, nope, this is Duran Duran. This had to be like the like last gasp, like Duran Duran, like.
Well, they had a comeback in like the later 2000s.
Did they?
They did. This is them for coming back for what you call it? When they did that Bond movie when they were the soundtrack. View to Kill.
Yeah, View to a Kill.
The Saint pen is actually manufactured by a company. You could buy that from them.
Dead Man Walking by David Bowie. I don't remember that. Was that in the movie?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that song.
The Saint. There was an extra song called The Saint.
Select wardrobe for Val Kilmer provided by Canali. Yes, we put those rags on him. Like the soundtrack did not know how to end on time.
Yeah. So yeah, okay. Man, yeah. Saint.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
You remember it being much worse?
Yeah, in my head I thought it'd be a lot worse. There are dead periods that don't need to be there, but I think they just did it to pad the runtime.
Yeah.
Like the whorehouse hidden thing.
Well, the beginning is insane because it's just like it's this nonstop crazy accent from Val Kilmer, and then it's like he settles into like just normal Val Kilmer for a while.
Yep.
I don't remember like all of his like alter egos being like as douchey as they were though.
No,
when they're all just like Euro trash douchebags.
Yep. Especially the Ringo Starr, Jim Morrison hybrid guy.
Yeah.
Tom, who just like. I forgot how much it focuses in on him.
You caught me lying on his bench drawing. How embarrassing.
Would you like to go for some wine?
Oh, by the way, I broke into your apartment so I know all about you. Oh, man.
Yeah,
the last big Val Kilmer movie before he like sort of came back with Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, but because like everything after this one was until that movie was like forgettable or like no one's heard of it.
Right. This movie made $169 million like in its like from its initial run to DVD sales into 2012. So this movie made like a crazy amount of money.
But yeah, like he did Prince of Egypt like in 98, like The Voice. And then it was just like At First Sight, Joe the King, Pollock, Red Planet, like Wonderland, Mastodon, like Spartan.
I actually like Spartan.
There's a definite just drop off of like Val Kilmer star power, like for some reason. I think because he was a raging douchebag in the 90s. Like if you read like any of the like behind the scenes of like Island Dr. Moreau.
Well, his like crazy divorce and then his like downfall of just not being cooperative.
Yeah, just like showing up drunk. Or like I don't think he showed up drunk. I'm actually probably did, but like he was just like, I don't want to be this part anymore. I'm gonna be this other part, and they're just like. We don't have anyone to replace you. It's like, I don't care. I'm Batman. But yeah, so that's The Saints. And yeah, we'll be back next month with another commentary. It's October. I think we got to do a horror movie criticism.
Yep. I'm thinking it too.
Yeah. But yeah, so for Chris, I am Zach, and we will see you next commentary.
For more Everything Action, visit everythingaction.com. Email us at contact@everythingaction.com. Facebook.com/everything.action. Twitter.com/EVAction. Everythingaction.tumblr.com. And search for us on the iTunes Store and Stitcher.com.